1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Looking forward to activities at the Lee Barron Recreation Center on Saturday, specifically revolving around food and the Emporia Eastside Community Group. Arthur Lorick set to talk about a taste of soul food here in a second.
Arthur, good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. How you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
No problem.
Well,
no problem.
Good deal. Glad to have you in with us here. I have to ask before we start talking about the cultural soul food tasting event coming up on Saturday, maybe how long this has been kind of discussed here amongst group members and what made this the right time to put this all together?
Well, first of all, it's Black History Month, and we got together and we decided to come up with something a little different, something that we haven't done before. So we came up with this idea of letting people come by and just taste and see what soul food is all about.
All right, so let's lay it out here, Arthur. This will be at the Emporia Rec Center this coming Saturday from 3:30 until 7:30. So how will this all work, and what can we be tasting?
Okay, get ready. This a list. Okay, like you said, it's going to be at the Emporia Rec Center, and that's 313 West 4th Street here in Emporia, and we're going to start at 3:30. P.M. and go to 7:30 p.m. And you can get purchase tickets at the door, and the amount of tickets you get, like we'll say fried chicken, will be 3 or 4 tickets. So you can buy as many tickets as you want, and just come around and check the tables out and taste whatever food you want to taste. And here's a list of some of the items we will be selling. Okay, we got fried chicken, we got fried cabbage, sweet potatoes, green beans and potatoes, we got neck bones, cornbread, peach cobbler, dressing, we got collard greens, mac and cheese, deviled eggs, dirty rice, and we even got wild game, and we got corn casserole. And what would soul food be like without having your sweet tea? Yeah, Kool-Aid, so we got that.
Yeah.
There you go. So, Arthur, what are you bringing to the table here? I got to ask.
I'm the collard green person.
All right. Do you see that there's a lot of misconceptions about what soul food is and, you know, how it's presented or how it's created?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Basically, it's just southern cooking with a lot of seasoning. You get your good seasoning. And the way you really know you're eating soul food is, I had my mother. She was a great cook, and she cooked me cabbage all the time. And every time she'd cook it, I'd tell her, "Mom, you put your foot in it." So if somebody tell you, you cook a meal for somebody, and they say, "You put your foot in it," that means you're eating some soul food.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
So not only cabbage, it's fried cabbage, and that sounds like a different way to cook it.
Yes, it is. That's fried cabbage. And we got a person who's cooking that food. I've tasted it, and it's pretty good.
Pretty good. And the mac and cheese, I would assume you got something going on there.
Yeah, we do. You know, there's so many ways to cook mac and cheese. And we got a person who's cooking, and she knows what she's doing, so it'll be popping.
There you go. Arthur Lorick again talking about a taste of soul food coming up here to the Lee Barron Recreation Center Saturday. Arthur, what else is going on here with the Eastside Community Group right now? Because I know you got ongoing work over at the Eastside Park that's been underway for a while. So what else are group members involved in right now?
Yeah, well, right now we've been kind of idle, you know. The weather's kind of been kind of bad, but we've been kind of active. We are adding members every month, seems like, and we've started a youth group now to go along with our groups. That's going to help out and get some of the young kids involved in the community and everything. And as far as progress is going, it's just basic. We're like doing our scholarship program. And we're getting ready for Easter, which is coming up. Also, we got the Memorial Day barbecue coming up. We've got Juneteenth coming up. And like you said, a lot of it is for the park, and we're going to continue that too.
All right, it's a Taste of Soul Food, a cultural soul food tasting event happening at the Emporia Rec Center. Arthur Lorick of the Emporia Eastside Community Group with us here this morning, previewing this tasty event happening this weekend. Now, you mentioned, Arthur, that you get your donation tickets sold at the door. So how much are the donation tickets?
They're a dollar, and you can buy as many as you want. And that way you can taste as much food as you want to.
How much food are you planning to have on hand? I have to ask. I know because we mentioned the individual dishes, but how full is it going to be at the rec center with food coming up on Saturday?
I hope we get a good participation. I really can't say how many people will show up, but we're hoping everybody come out and just help out if you can.
Outstanding. Well, I tell you what, Arthur, anything else that you wanted to bring up here with the Taste of Soul Food or anything here about the community group that you wanted to pass along here this morning?
Yeah, I'd just like to give out a shout-out to all the members of the Emporia Eastside Community. They've been working hard on getting this going, so let's hope it works out for us.
We do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Arthur, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Arthur.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, Arthur Lorick of the Emporia Eastside Community Group. It is a Taste of Soul Food, cultural soul food tasting event at the Emporia Rec Center to benefit scholarships through the Emporia Eastside Community Group. And, yeah, that is quite a list of items, Chuck.
Wow. Yeah, that is impressive. And really cool, I think, for the Emporia Eastside Community Group to get this put together and, give that taste here for the community. Again, that's 3:30 to 7:30 Saturday. $1 donation tickets at the door. And basically get as many donation tickets as you want and then head on around the table and kind of load your
plate.
Get after it. There you go. I want to let you know that tomorrow we'll have our monthly visit with Phil Taunton. What's in Outdoors? Coming up around 8:20 tomorrow morning right here on KVOE.
Live and local. It is 8:36 here on a Thursday morning. Temperature right now 11 below. Wind chill minus 26. Let's check the headlines now from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 6,000 probationary IRS workers could be laid off as soon as today. And says ABC's Rachel Scott, that's not the only place preparing for thousands of fewer workers.
At the Pentagon, sources tell ABC News Secretary Pete Hegseth is preparing to fire or remove a series of top generals and senior officials. A list of their names already circulating among Republicans on Capitol Hill. The big question doesn't include the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, C.Q. Brown. Hegseth once said Brown had to go. The Pentagon now moving forward with an 8% cut, roughly $50 billion, that the agency says will be redirected toward other defense priorities.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The bodies of four Israeli hostages handed over today to Israel. Hamas says it will release six living hostages this weekend. Another day of frigid weather across much of the country, and then things will thaw out. 24 below wind chill in Kansas City this morning, could be close to 60 on Monday. This is ABC News.
Wash and Vac Spot Free Car Wash, home to the new Oasis Typhoon Automatic Touchless Car Wash. Standard setting and speed, quality and efficiency, only at Wash and Vac, where new membership programs are available. Wash and Vac Spot Free Car Wash on West Highway 50 across from Blue Stem Farm and Ranch.
Choosing kindness isn't about avoiding our differences, but navigating them with respect and compassion. At Emporia First United Methodist Church, we're joining the Campaign for Kindness. You can learn more about our partnership with the Campaign for Kindness online at www.campaignforkindness.com. This is Reverend Ross Baker inviting you to worship with us in the spirit of Christian unity each Sunday at 9:30 by joining us in person at 823 Merchant Street or on our live radio broadcast right here on KVOE.
Hi, my name is Mariah Anstey.
And I'm Jenna Robinson, and we are the president and vice president of the Northern Heights FM.